Some restaurants in the area are going local, sourcing more of their ingredients from the region's farmers. In the second piece in a series on local foods, WRVO's Joanna Richards talks to restaurant owners in Sackett's Harbor and in Syracuse about why they've made a commitment to local producers.
Chili, corn, pink, small Caesar.
It's a busy Sunday brunch time at Empire Brewing Company in Syracuse. Behind the line, cook shout orders and the dining area is filling up with customers. A blues band is setting up for a set, a weekly tradition here. Company President David Ketleski joins me in a big booth near the kitchen. The sounds are like any other busy restaurant, but there's something different going on here.
In 2007, after I did a carbon footprint analysis and determined that our food, our average bite of food, was traveling over 3,000 miles, changed the way we did business. So we really changed our business model to incorporate locally produced food.
Now, Empire works with over 60 producers to source its ingredients locally as much as possible. The restaurant and brewery has even invested in farms and started its own garden, blurring the line between the restaurant business and the farming world. Ketleski says the new way of doing business just makes sense.
After I learned much about the amount of local foods that were available, it just seemed to be prudent. You know, we're keeping the dollars in New York State, we're keeping jobs in New York State, and frankly, the food tastes better as a result of it.
Now, Ketleski says the restaurant's menu is designed around what the company can source locally. An elk burger comes from Canastota. The Kobe burger comes from Cazenovia. A spicy pig burger features local ground pork, New York State cheddar, and a chili sauce made from local peppers when they're in season. And Ketleski says business is good.
You know, we're seeing, since we've done this, huge growth. 30% growth each year, over year. So, you know, I have to attribute it, although I've never taken a poll, I have to attribute it to our commitment to local and our ability to do something good with the local ingredients.
Many of those local ingredients come from Gray Rock Farm, near Cazenovia in Madison County. Owner Matt Voles says he offers a fresher option for restaurateurs.
You know, there's stuff that we're harvesting Thursday or Friday, and they're going to have for, you know, in the restaurant on the weekend. You know, so it's fresh stuff. It's going to taste really good. It looks great.
A Jefferson County restaurant, too, is getting in on the local foods trend. The Hop Spot in Sackett's Harbor prides itself on its great selection of microbrew beers. Its motto is all craft, no crap. That cheeky slogan could apply to its food as well. The menu features locally sourced grass-fed beef burgers, local cheese curd used in its poutine, a not exactly healthy but tasty concoction of French fries, cheese curd, and gravy, and a variety of regional produce used in salads and appetizers. Ryan Chafe owns the Hop Spot.
Well, I think having all the farms so close at hand out here, it just makes sense instead of having, you know, beef and whatnot shipped all the way from Texas, just to use the local farmers, keeps the money within the community and it helps them out. So
Chafe says his customers seem to appreciate the regionally sourced fare. That's true of at least one diner, Paul Linnertz of Syracuse. He and his family have a lake house in the area, and his daughter scoped out the Hop Spot online, he says.
I had a hamburger that was local beef. I think that it's good for the local economy that they continue to use local products so that everyone can continue to survive in this tough economic time.
His burger was tasty, too, he says. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Watertown.